My name is Rosie Paulson, and I became a Christian at 33 years old.
Welcome to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. On this show, we tell stories about coming to faith in Jesus and what following him means for us today.
The first time I heard the gospel was back in Ecuador. I was having so much trouble right before we came to the United States, and I had tried it all as one of those people that tried everything once and see how it works. And my girlfriend, she was so peaceful. I saw her and I asked her, how can you like leave if there's so many problems? She said, I go to church. And I said, well, at least let's try something. So I remember going to church back then and feeling the presence of God. But then life happened, and 20 years later, I moved to the United States, and my really good friend invited me to church. And I said, well, you know, what can we lose? And I remember walking into the church and seeing the cross, and the Jesus wasn't there. You know, I grew up through my whole childhood trying to figure out how I was going to save Jesus. And then I asked my girlfriend, what happened to the guy in the cross? And she says, he's alive. And that's when I realized, okay, I'm in the right place. So I became very curious about the church and brought my kids to church. And that kind of, my daughter started going to her youth ministry group. And she was the one that prayed, God, please save my family. Not too long after that, and I can't remember the date like my husband was, but I remember there was one of those services that I just knew that God needed me to, that I needed him, not me, but I needed him. And I bowed my head and accepted him. And I know I remember I was 33 years old, and my life changed ever since. I grew up in a family that was very loving, but very critical. I was never good enough. Being the first daughter, it was really hard to always please everybody. So I became a people pleaser, not knowing things. But little by little, oh, and I used to curse a lot. It was one of those things. Like God said he was going to clean me. It made me as white as snow. And the woman you see today is not that person anymore. I was able to change because of his love. His grace is what makes me walk every single day, regardless of what I've done in the past. And every single day, I want people to know Jesus because they know me. That's my mission in life. I used to have this fight with God, and God is he can handle your questions, okay? So my husband and I, when we got married, he was a children's pastor, and I loved missions. And my missions field took me all over the international countries where they spoke Spanish, and I used to do the translating. So in those moments with God, I said, well, where's my mission field? Where I'm not going internationally? And he says, because your mission is in the back, in your backyard, in your community. I've never tell people I'm Christian, but a lot of people says, Rosie's Christian, when they introduce me. She has a Christian business. And it was funny because when I had my first agency, the name of the agency was going to be Good Faith Insurance Services. And the gentleman that was doing my marketing says, well, that will leave half of people away because, you know, half of people are not Christian. But I am a Christian. And if this is actually owned by God, it's not even my business, which that's for another day, how my business has been so successful for 22 years now. But I said, it's the identity and it's who I am, my essence. And ever since, I can tell you, I've been through so many things in my business, and my business has not been in the red. I pay my bills every single day, and we are comfortable now. But it's always been to give him the glory. Well, my husband talked about his health journey, and you got to understand that for the longest time, we were very like healthy individuals. You know, we're in our 50s, and issues with health was not a problem. But when, and I remember, that's the date I do remember, October 1st. And I think the year, I can't tell you the year right now, but it's been like 4 years now. But October 1st, I was sleeping. I went to bed already. And Scott woke me up and says, we need to go to the hospital. Through the whole thing, God kept us very naive of how bad this could have been. When we went to visit his cardiologist was kind of like, he was looking at a ghost. So I said, you know, what happened? He says, 90% of the people that get what your husband gets die. Your husband is a miracle. God is good. And we just tell you now that through that, God was always there.
Thanks for listening to the Testimony Podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. If you'd like to share your testimony with us, or if you want to learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.